Lori Rackel wrote about it in the Chicago Tribune, and I wanted her to help me with a list of my own. Hey, Lori, it's John Williams. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. The architecture boat tour was number two. I think the Colosseum of Rome was number one earlier in the year, something like that, right?
Yeah, that was for specific. The TripAdvisor survey you were referring to earlier this year was for specific individual tours by individual tour operators. What just came out now was more of a TripAdvisor looked at all of their bookable experiences and said these are the top 10 overall places, tourist sites that people want to go to in the world. So that's the distinction between the two.
But in this case where they say, okay, so SkyLedge is number nine, does that mean it's had the ninth most visitors, or subjectively somebody is saying this is the ninth coolest thing to do?
On the TripAdvisor website, which has like over 140,000 things that you can book, like you could buy your Art Institute tickets there, you can buy your, you know, Skydeck tickets there, you can do a bunch of things. They're saying that Skydeck's The Ledge came in at number nine out of everything in the world in terms of popularity, the most booked experiences. So
yeah,
that's a pretty big feat.
Right. So, and that may translate then to quality of experience, although I think that's different than what I have in mind. Like, I get it, although I'm kind of shocked, too, that beats out other places. I mean, it's not that big a space, for one thing, and yet they're just cranking people. It's over a million people go through the SkyLedge a year, correct?
I think it might be closer to 3 million. I believe it was like 3 million people visit a year. And it's probably only going to get more popular now that they're doing all of those improvements to the bottom of Willis Tower. So that's just going to probably draw more people into the building and then therefore get them to head up to the top.
Bottom of Willis Tower is going to be really nice, too. Okay, it says here, attracting 1.7 million visitors a year. This is your writing. The Skydeck is poised to become even more popular in the near future. So just under 2 million, but who knows what's going to happen after that. And that new area at Willis Tower, the shopping and the dining experience, I think looks really good. I think what you see when you go into Willis Tower is confusing, is complicated, it isn't all that inviting at all. It sounds like they're going to improve it, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. I think it's going to be, I think it's going to debut like within the second quarter of 2020, so it should be wrapping up pretty soon, and it'll be neat to see.
All right, but if I'm bringing people to Chicago, sure, I'll take them to Skydeck maybe, but my list of things you must do would be the hop-on, hop-off bus tour or the boat tour, depending on the season and what's available. You should do the architecture tour, number one. It's just so fun and so good. I would say Millennium Park is my number two, just for all that's there. The fountain, the bean, you can get a drink, you can eat, you can skate, for crying out loud. The ribbon I'll include in the bean in the Millennium Park. So I'm making that my number two. And then it's only half of the year, but I would say Wrigley Field would be my number three. If someone came to Chicago and wanted to say, I was in Chicago and I went to Wrigley Field, I think that would be the top three. How about you, Lori? What would you suggest?
Well, I always tell people the architecture cruise on the river is the, like, must-do. You shouldn't be allowed to fly out of O'Hare until you've done that at least once. I think that's the most... I mean, Chicago is known for its architecture, right? And there's no better way to see it than to take one of those architecture... With the Chicago Architecture Foundation, take one of those cruises down the river and have them explain the amazing buildings as you go past them. And I live right on the river, and I see a lot of people doing the kayak tours on the river, which I think are also an incredible way to... It's just a different vantage point to see the city.
I know some people get a little squishy. I know some people worry about the quality of the water when they're kayaking through it. I don't know what to tell you. The water's better than it once was. It's not your swimming pool. Next year they want to do a Chicago River swim from like by Chinatown up to Wolf Point and then around maybe to Columbus Avenue. And I will participate in that if that happens. But that's a little icky for some people.
Yeah, get your hazmat suit ready. I kayaked on the river before. I have thankfully not fallen in. I try to keep my mouth closed and, you know, keep my hands clean because I don't quite trust the water yet.
So, architecture boat tour one, number two?
Definitely Millennium Park, and I think that probably ranks as the city's number one tourist attraction by a long shot, even more than Navy Pier. There's just so much to do there, and a lot of it is free. I mean, and the Bean is like just an Instagram darling, you know, and then you can go watch free summer concerts at the Pritzker Pavilion. I mean, there's so just walking around and just seeing the city from Millennium Park
is
just...
The Bean was built before there was Instagram. What's your next one on your list?
I think I would tell people to go to the Sky Deck. I mean, we're, you know, it's the second tall. It used to be the tallest building in the world. It's the second tallest in the Western Hemisphere. I mean, to go out on that ledge and to get a nice, you know, photo of that is just such a great souvenir, and it's just such a cool thing to do you can't replicate in other places. So I would definitely put that on my top three.
Lori writes about this sort of thing. Can you tell? I'm out of time, Lori. I want you to give me your full list off the air, and then I'm going to ask our listeners to tell us what's on their list as well. You bring somebody to Chicago, what should they absolutely see? You can read Lori in the Chicago Tribune at chicagotribune.com. Is there a backslash for you all of the time, Lori?
No, just go to chicagotribune.com. /travel. Yeah, so I guess there is. But yeah, you can find me if you just go to chicagotribune.com.
Nice to talk to you this morning. Have a good day.
Thanks. You too.
Happy holidays.